Bolton is useful for him, said Mark Dubovitz, the chief executive of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a group that advocates a tough approach to Iran. Bolton is the Uber hawk from Central Casting. The North Koreans hate him. The Iranians hate him. Both regimes have gone after him. I think Bolton loves it, and I think the president does too. It opens up some diplomatic space for him to go back and forth between a very hardline position and holding talks. Mr. Trump chose Mr. Bolton as his third national security advisor last year, selecting a longtime conservative voice who shared the president's penchant for blunt talk and who regularly defended him on Fox News. Mr. Bolton previously served in multiple Republican administrations, most recently as President George W. Bush's ambassador to the United Nations. With his trademark bushy mustache and sharp tongue, Mr. Bolton, 70, has been a leading national security hawk for years, making a name for himself as a supporter of the Iraq War, a champion of American sovereignty, and an unrelenting critic of international organizations and arms control treaties he deems tilted against the United States. After leaving Mr. Bush's administration, he harshly criticized the 43rd president for going soft in negotiations with North Korea. Mr. Trump picked Mr. Bolton in part as a reaction against the narrative that the current and retired generals in his administration were really running things, and in part to find a polar opposite of Mr. Bolton's predecessor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. It also helped that Mr. Bolton had the support of Sheldon G. Adelson, the casino mogul and Republican financier who has been a key backer of the president. Unlike General McMaster, Mr. Bolton figured out how to brief Mr. Trump in a more effective way, according to administration officials, but the two have never bonded on a personal level, which is so important in this White House. Mr. Trump is not fond of Mr. Bolton, according to a half dozen advisors and associates, and he makes no secret of it in private. And in some fundamental ways, the two diverge sharply over their approach to the world. Mr. Trump came to office vowing to pull out of overseas wars and has made diplomacy with North Korea a signature initiative. Mr. Bolton has been an advocate of military action and an opponent of negotiations with North Korea. In private, Mr. Trump has made fun of his advisor's militant reputation, suggesting that he was the one restraining Mr. Bolton rather than the other way around. If it was up to John, we'd be in four wars now, one senior official has recalled the president saying.